I haven't met that many, you know, of you guys, and maybe I haven't met that many Brits, and then. But thing is, I find it a lot easier to live here for me as a woman, because I don't well, at home, not just the men are talking about women, oh, she's sexy, or oh, this girl is hot, blah, blah. But even the women are mean to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In an office, like, you would find some, you know, some of them sitting together in a group and start talking about others, like, oh, she has, like, that, look at that dress she's wearing, it's you know, out of date, and it's not fashionable, it's, you know, it doesn't suit her, blah, blah. And then they would judge your appearance based on the standard, like, so, for at home, I'm fat.
At home,
I'm fat, and now I'm
constant stress.
Yes, at home, I'm constant stress about. Well, okay, I need to lose weight. I need to wear something that is baggy to cover my, you know, flabby tummy and stuff. But here, I don't give a damn. It's not about, like, how do you look in front of women. So sexist at home, sexism at home is about, like, it's not just women, not just men judging women, so based on, like, how they look.
I think that's everywhere.
It's also
though.
About women.
It's like the new girl at work, yeah. You kind of judge her from appearance,
horrible.
And then
yeah.
When she opens,
we
know, she comes into the room.
Yeah.
And you go,
I've always found it harder to work with women. Like, and it's like I started a new job last year, and you just, you know, you walk in and you can feel their eyes on you, right? So, you know, if you don't put enough effort into your appearance, she's sloppy. She's not.
Yeah.
If you put a lot of effort into your appearance, oh, like, who does she think she is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with guys, it's just, you know, you would walk into a room and, you know, I'm sure they notice how you look,
mm-hmm.
but you kind of got more straight to business. Like, there wasn't all that gossip, and, like, you know, one woman would walk out of the room and the others would immediately start talking about her, and you were involved, and you're like, what do I do in this situation? Like, it's so much just, ugh, it's just, like, a really hostile
thing. Like, it's just, you don't, like, it, even when you talk about, we were talking about the others, it doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't help, like, if they keep talking, you know, maybe they could be open to that person, maybe give some suggestion, but, like, they just talk.
Mm.
And it, like, so, for example, my job is just to translate news article, and I only work with some paper and a computer screen. I don't have to meet customer. I don't need to show up at a reception. So I don't even need to dress nicely. I don't put makeup on when I go to work, because nobody would care how I look. But yeah, behind me, I thought, I don't care. But behind me, somebody's talking about, oh, hey, so you're not wearing, you know, a dress, you're not wearing high heels. That's my decision.